Daily Shorts.
Hi, Jim Distortion here from Distortion's Got Issues. Doing a Daily Short. Just wanted to talk to you today about bullying. Bullying is something I hate. I hate it. When I was at school, there were two kids who got bullied when I first went to a school called Halebury, which is a public school. My father was a teacher. Basically, on the first day I was there, I got picked up by a guy whose first name was Imran. And he had some very wealthy parents, and he thought that basically he didn't like me because he didn't like my dad. And he thought he'd pick me up by my throat. Now, I was 11 and he was 18. So, you know, that was bullying and that was bad. Luckily, someone called Stuart Pierce, who was just as big as Imran, came and sorted him out. And from that time on, and I decided really I didn't want to be bullied anymore. I might have been young and at school, but basically, when you make that decision not to be bullied, there's two things that happen. One, you get beaten up because you can't beat everyone up. Or you have a mindset that doesn't make you a victim. Using the word victim is not something that I really should have done. But if you walk around, you know, timid and worried about everything in front of you, you're basically sending signals to people who lack moral fibre. People who, maybe they're damaged themselves. Maybe they think the only way to win in life is to force their will onto people. And some people are just assholes. They're just assholes. That's the only thing they have in their life, and they love it. So, you know, basically, if you make a decision one day to stop that from happening to yourself, then yeah, you might get a punch in the mouth. But you know what? Sometimes that wakes you up a little bit and you learn how to fight. Or, you know, it's not always physical either. It's mental. Now, that brings me nicely on to social media. You've got Facebook, you've got Instagram, you've got Twitter, you've got LinkedIn, you've got Reddit, you've got all these different social medias, all expecting you to be, you know, the best human being you can be. And if you're not, then people, usually faceless people who are sat behind their computers judging the world, will come and attack you for it. Or, I mean, there's a group on Facebook that I follow, okay? And it's about alternative living. And people who want to live in vans and want to, you know, go off grid, as it were. And, you know, that's the dream for a lot of people. You know, I wouldn't mind. But if you happen to say something that people don't like on that group, you then get these people jumping on you for it. You know, literally vitriolic spiel about, you know, how you shouldn't be here. You don't understand the concept. Well, educate them then. Don't bully people. Educate them. If they're genuinely asking questions, they probably want to know what you know. Yeah. So instead of being a keyboard warrior, you'd never say it to their face. You'd never sit in a pub, yeah, and sit there and go, do you know what? The trouble with you is you don't know what you're talking about. You're all assholes, and I think you're a see you next Tuesday. Yeah. I don't get why you people who out there who are internet bullies, because that's what you are, think it's okay to rubbish somebody else, to put them down because they don't think in the same direction you do. The only trouble with human beings is that there are several layers of human being. You know, you've got your common or garden stump who doesn't know anything, doesn't care about anything, doesn't want to know anything. There are then people who are interested in their direction. So they're blinkered into the way they go, and that's all they think about. There's nothing wrong with that. Then there are people who look about a little bit, dip their toe in the water with knowledge, but they'd never actually go forward and make something. Then there's the people who actually go and make things happen. You know, like myself, I'd like to think, you know, I go out and make things happen for myself, because if I don't, nobody else will. And then you have the high-end intellectuals who are above me. You know, they're self-educated, they're institutionally educated. There are people who know their stuff, you know, and these people are the ones that you look up to. But a lot of people bully them too. Oh, they're nerds who don't know anything, blah, blah. It's just because you don't understand what they're saying doesn't make them any kind of bad. It makes them someone you should strive to be intellectually. Should that float your boat? You know, I keep banging on about self-education, but that, you know, that's the key. But this is about bullying, okay? This is about, and if anyone's listening to this and they've actually bullied someone online, they've actually ridiculed them because they don't think the same way they do, yeah, then have a little think about that. You don't know who you're talking to. You don't know these people. They're online. So that person might cry themselves to sleep because you've torn them to pieces and you've just made an off-the-hand comment. Yeah, you don't know what anyone in this world, apart from yourself, maybe your close friends and your wife, but even then you won't know exactly what they're going through. You might not know what trouble you're causing for them. And by ridiculing them and making them feel better, you may well start a chain reaction of events that could actually lead to demise. You know, if they're mentally unstable enough, they may well kill themselves over something you've said. Now, obviously, that's the farthest reaching opinion that I could give, right? The farthest reaching point I'm trying to make. Yeah, but what that does do, if you dial that back a couple of notches, why should you be responsible for making somebody else feel bad? Because they don't think like you or they said something stupid. Have a breath, right? And then think back. How many times have you stood in a boozer talking to your mates and they've all turned around and gone, what did you just say? Are you mental? Because you just completely said the wrong thing. You read the situation wrong. You thought you were being clever and you fell flat on your face. What happened then? Did someone then, you know, ridicule you, pick you up and punch you in the face for saying it? No, of course they didn't. They just laughed, yeah, and moved on. So you've done it. We've all done it. I've done it a million times, yeah. I just think that maybe with all this social media and this freedom of information and the height and weight of everything that sits on you from that, i.e., you know, being judged, striving to be the most beautiful, striving to have the biggest bottom, which is happening at the moment. That's very strange. You know, have a think about the realities of the situation. And if you can help someone, yeah, get where they're going, maybe that'll make you feel good about yourself rather than, you know, them not being able to get anywhere and you ridiculing them for it. Just a thought. I don't like bullying, you might have gathered. But hey, this is Jim Distortion doing a daily short. Be back tomorrow. That was a daily short by Jim Distortion. Distortion's Got Issues. Find us on Instagram @DistortionsGotIssues. Yes.